the book of Acts has been called the fifth gospel. It's a continuation of the gospel of Luke, but it's quite interesting to note something else, and this is quite remarkable. The last recorded fact about Jesus in the gospels is as follows. In the gospel of Matthew, the last recorded fact is the resurrection. That's in Acts 1. In the Gospel of Mark, the last recorded act is the ascension. That is in Acts 1. And in the Gospel of Luke, the last recorded fact is the promise of the Holy Spirit. That's in Acts 1. And in the Gospel of John, the last recorded fact is the promise of the second coming. And that, my friend, you guessed it, is in Acts 1. All of that. So you see, all of the four Gospels have been poured, as it were, into a funnel, and they come down into this bottle or jug of the first chapter of the book of Acts, and then open out into the book of Acts. The great missionary commission given in the four Gospels is also confirmed in Acts. Acts furnishes a ladder on which to place the epistles. It's a bridge between the Gospels and the epistle. And the New Testament without Acts leaves a great yawning gap. Or as Dr. Howson put it, if the book of Acts were gone, there would be nothing to replace it. Now, the book of Acts records actually the beginning of the church, the birth of the church. It's interesting to note this. Genesis records the origin of the physical universe. Acts records the origin of the spiritual body, which is the church. Now, most of the books, we attempt to pull out of the book a verse that somehow or another is more or less the theme of the book. Now, here in the book of Acts, of course, it would be Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. Now, I have divided the book of Acts according to that. You find it works out something like this. You see the Lord Jesus Christ at work by the Holy Spirit through the apostles in Jerusalem in the first seven chapters. Then chapters 8 through 12, you see the Lord Jesus Christ at work by the Holy Spirit through the apostles in Judea and Samaria. Then in the last part, chapters 13 through 28, the Lord Jesus Christ at work by the Holy Spirit through the apostles to the uttermost part of the earth. And the book of Acts is not complete. It just breaks off, you know, with Paul in his own hired house in Rome. And that is it. There's no proper ending. You know why? Because the book of Acts is now being written from heaven. Maybe the Lord has Dr. Luke up there writing the rest of the book of Acts. And maybe you and I'll get in. I don't know. I hope so. It would be wonderful to find out that. Well, let's put it like this. It may not be in the book of Acts, but it's in the book up there what you and I are doing for Him. It says at the end the books are going to be opened, friends. And that is the thing that may frighten some of us, but it's going to take place. Now let me come back to the book of Acts, and there are several comments I would like to make that will help you in reading this. Now, for those of you who are studying the Bible with us, and this is a very simple method. I have no complicated outlines or complicated studies to present. I do not believe the Word of God should be presented that way. We do not approach it from the philosophical viewpoint at all. We approach it from the historical and biblical viewpoint. And we believe that it should be very simple indeed. And we believe that the Spirit of God can speak to us and through us in that way. And I thank the Lord that we receive so many letters from people in all walks of life. A professor in the University of Ohio, another professor down in Virginia, another professor up in the state of Washington, one in the San Francisco Bay Area, and then from a great many people that barely can read the English language, and they all testify to this. It is understandable, and that, my friend, is the nicest thing you could say about our Bible study, because if you want to know the truth, we believe that the Word of God must be made understandable. And the problem today has been that a great many teachers today, especially in some of our schools, they misread a verse of Scripture. When the Lord Jesus said, "Feed my sheep," they thought he said, "Feed my giraffes." And that's what they're trying to do. And we believe, as Dr. Ironside used to put it, put the cookies on the bottom shelf so the kiddies can get them. And I have here a whole sheaf of letters from children, and I may, just because I've mentioned it, pull out a couple of letters from there and share them with you next time.